This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm worried that I'm going to get my blood pressure ramped up when I talk about Joe Biden. So we're going to hold off on that for a few. What, Chris? We're holding off on that for a few. I'm going to be light and fluffy, Jesse. You know what a nice person I already am naturally. I want to talk about killing something. Hear me out. Hear me out. You know that I used to hunt when I was a kid. My old man was always a hunter. I remember I would carry toy guns when we were in Ohio, and he would go rabbit hunting. We had beagle dogs, and we'd go rabbit hunting, and I wanted to be like Dad, and I'd walk, but he'd let me come with him, and I'd carry my toy guns. And then eventually, those turned into real guns, and we'd go deer hunting and pheasant hunting and antelope hunting and stuff like that when we moved to Montana. So I was a hunter. I don't want to act like I was Jeremiah Johnson, but I was a hunter. Don't say who when I say Jeremiah Johnson. Chris, grow up, Chris. You know, I'm not talking to Chris anymore. I'm just talking to you. Anyway, but I was a hunter. I've told you before, I've kind of grown out of love with it, I guess. I just don't have any desire to go do it. I'm not against it by any stretch of the imagination. I just don't. You tell me I want to go shoot a deer, that's just not my thing now. I'd rather go fishing. I've become more of a fishing guy. I don't know why that is. I want to go fishing with my boys. But remember I told you we went to that big safari club thing last weekend with all the hunts and stuff you can buy? I have something I don't want to hunt now. And I want to hunt it bad. And it's consuming me. Did you know that they hunt crocodiles? Big ones. Big crocodiles. And I have hated crocodiles for the longest time. I don't remember what I was reading it in. And don't get me wrong, they're very cool creatures. I realize that. I don't remember what I was reading, but this was some time ago. How many people they kill every year? And I was fascinated by this. Why are you killing? How is it possible? The number was so high, I was stunned. So I looked. Africans, the African villagers, the ones who still live in villages, they still, as human, most of humankind has, they still need to go down to the river. Like if you ever go to Europe, anywhere really, you'll see almost all the major cities are on a river. That's because mankind has always had to settle near water. Same place, same way it works in Africa. Well, these villagers, it's oftentimes women and kids. They have to go down to the water to clean their clothes, to get water, something like that. Stuff that would be more woman's duty than a man's duty, especially over there. So these freaking crocodiles just eat women and kids all the time. And I'm fascinated by the creature, but at the same time, I am now inspired to hunt again. I want to kill a crocodile, and I want to make boots out of him, and I want to make, something. I need to make something else with it, Chris, like a hat. Not Louisiana, Chris. Those are alligators. Those aren't hurting anybody. Now, I take it back. Yes, they attack people occasionally. I mean the crocodiles that are like serial killers, man. I want to kill a crocodile, and I want a crocodile hat. And I want crocodile boots. And I feel like this is something I should be able to make happen. I'm not sure how you kill a crocodile. I don't imagine you fish for them. But I know you hurt it, Chris. I know. What do you hurt it with? I get that. A gun? Do we hunt them with a gun? I'm fine with that. If it's a bow, fine. If I have to dive in the water with a knife, probably going to pass. But either way, I want to kill a crocodile. Let's get to some emails. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Oh, by the way, while I'm going off, I'm trying to avoid talking about politics for a minute, so I'm calming myself down. I'm going to get worked up. One more thing. Remember the pizza delivery I told you we had coming? It's time to have a talk. I'm going to blame Democrats for this. I'm blaming what, Chris? I am. This is part of the death of everything, Chris. This is part of the death of everything. My pizza showed up. And this is a pizza place that we love to order from. And out of respect for them, I'm not going to name them. Plus, I always think it's kind of lame when super famous, important people like me call out these companies that don't do anything. Anyway, my pizza showed up and all the pizza toppings had melted and slid down to one side of the pizza. Thus, proving to me that my driver was so negligent with the pizza he brought He took the pizza, tipped it on its side, threw it in the back seat of his car, and that's how the pizza got here. So I had to focus on one side only. That's the second most heartbreaking food story ever. I'm bringing this up because I'm going to calm down, and then I'm going to ask for your worst food stories. What's the worst food experience ever? It can be burning dinner. It can be the restaurant screwing up your order. 877-377-4373. I want to know heartbreak. You want to know heartbreak? The Marines who listen to the show, and I'm very proud that there are many, they'll know what this statement means, but chow is continuous. You know what that means? Chow is continuous. All the grunts right now are laughing. Here's what it means. In the Marines, they call eating chow. When's chow? Where's chow? When's chow? That's what we call it. That's eating, okay? Oftentimes, when you're out in the field training, doing various shoots and various other things you're doing, the day can get long because you're training for combat. You're not an accountant, you're a Marine. And sometimes, on those days where you're training, leadership is fond of coming to the Marines who are training and saying, hey, chow's continuous today. What are they saying? What do they mean? Here's what they mean. What they're trying to say is you're not going to have a designated time to eat, so make sure you eat whenever you can. Now, anyone who's ever served in the Marines knows what it really means is there won't be any time to eat. You're going to starve to death that day. That's what it means. You might die. You might die. And we had one of these one time, and we had this brutal shoot. I still remember where it was. I still picture where I was in the desert. That's how brutal it was. We finish, and everyone's half dead because no one's been able to eat. They've gotten water into us, so no one actually died, but we're starving, absolutely starving. And get this, we still don't have time to eat because now night's coming and we have to do a night shoot. That's part of the exercise, is you have to learn how to shoot and learn how to do combat at night. I had in my cargo pocket, in the cargo pocket of my camis, I had the crappy crackers that come in the MRE, the ones that have a shelf life of about 10,000 years, and the peanut butter, because you know what a peanut butter freak I am. I have a brief moment. I want to stress something right now, and I remember this. It had been calm, hot, because we were in the desert. We were in the desert of 29 Palms, Mojave Desert, California. It had been hot, but calm, not even breezy, all day long. We sit down. We are not taking a meal break. We are waiting for another platoon to move ahead of us. So I have maybe 5 minutes, and I'm famished. I don't think I'm going to make it. I sit down, bust out my cracker, zip, whip off the top. That's the sound it makes. Zip, I do my own sound effects. I pull the cracker out. I take this thing of peanut butter, and I tear the little hole in it, spit out the thing. That's what the sound it makes. Spit out the hole, and then boom, spreading my peanut butter all over the cracker right in front of me. And I know I've got to hurry. In fact, I have water ready because it's so much peanut butter and the cracker's so dry. I'm going to choke to death trying to have it. I put my peanut butter on. I'm lifting it to my mouth. I want to stress that it was 3 inches from my mouth. I'm holding my hand up in front of my face trying to picture where it was now. 3 inches in front of my mouth. Breeze blows through, peanut butter cracker out of my hand. Not only does it fall to the ground, it falls face down in the sand. And then, because I was part of weapons platoon and I was in mortar section, I'm looking at this peanut butter cracker face down in the sand, and I hear, "Mortars, let's go! Mortars!" And that was it. That is... I don't think I've cried very many times in my adult life. I was close there. I was close. That almost broke me. I almost couldn't go on the next day. Oh, gosh. It hurts all over again just telling the story. Anyway, 877-377-4373. I want to know your worst food story, the worst one of your life. Did you get sick off some bad shrimp? Did you burn the steaks? Did the restaurant screw something up? The restaurant, and we went to a restaurant one time, the waitress accidentally stuck her boob in my wife's bowl of soup. It was through her shirt. I'm not going to name the restaurant. The wife to this day will not go back, and I love that restaurant. So look, I've been there. 877-377-4373. Your worst story. After I vent about the leadership and Joe Biden, and I'm going to get worked up. Then we will get to your food stories. Before we get to those, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, but then the weekend gets here. Do you have your Mantis X system in your hands? And I talked about this before. I want to bring this up again. And this mainly applies to ladies who may not be familiar with firearms, or you're just getting familiar with firearms. I know there's a nervousness factor. You feel stupid. You go to the range. It's loud. You're looking at super stud after super stud on the range. Oh, look at his fancy gun. You don't even hardly know how to hold it. I understand the nerves that come with going to the range. A Mantis X attaches to your weapon and you practice by yourself in your home with feedback. It's having an at-home trainer. You're pushing your shots, pulling your shots. What are you doing? Mantis X knows. They'll fix you without embarrassment. MantisX.com. If you are one of these super salty shooters, you'll still get better with Mantis X. MantisX.com. Get yours tonight, all right? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to get to your calls with the worst food experiences of your life. But before we do that, I've got to do something. And I actually calmed myself down during the break. I'm not even going to get upset. All right? I've decided I'm not only not mad, I'm happy. Joe Biden, you have probably heard this. He was talking about some lady's sons. Marjorie Taylor Greene said, hey, these two kids, they died of fentanyl. She blamed Biden. Turned out they died while Donald Trump was president. And Joe Biden got up today and he said this, and it's been steaming me all day long. Well, here's what he said.
She was very specific recently, saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
Two sons. It wasn't even me. Not my fault. You'd like to hear from the mother what that must feel like. Do keep in mind, just a brief moment, I know that it's sometimes difficult for some people, not me, but some people, and I get this, to feel sympathy for addicts, drug addicts, people struggle with things like that, booze, drugs, and things like that. If that's the way you think, that's fine. I'm not blaming you. But keep in mind with fentanyl, we're not talking about some junkie who's destroying his life. It's so deadly. It's that high school party where the pretty girl says, hey, have one of these. I'm having one. Now, maybe you lived a different life than I did. But when I was 16 years old, if a pretty girl batted her eyes at me and asked me to swan dive off the Empire State Building with her, I would have. That's how these things happen. Hey, take this. Hey, it's just this. Hey, it's just that. 100,000 Americans in 1 year died from fentanyl. In 1 year. That's almost double how many died in Vietnam. That mother that the President of the United States of America just laughed at, here was her on Fox
News. But 100,000 die every year and nothing's being done. Not enough is being done. Numbers are going up, not down. And you talk about children being taken away from their parents. My children were taken away from me.
All right. I am calm. I am happy. I'm not mad. I am happy. I was mad. I allowed myself to get mad the same way. You remember, I allowed myself to get so worked up when he got our 13 warriors killed in Afghanistan. And then when their bodies came back, I really lost it. And I shouldn't have lost it that night. I don't like doing that to you on the radio. I lost it on the radio when he was so indifferent when he met those families. He kept checking his watch. It wasn't a one-time thing. There's one picture. The parents who were there said it was the whole time, said he didn't care, was checking his watch, and I allowed myself to get worked up, but that's actually my fault. That's my fault because I should be happy. I should be happy because now, more than ever, I understand the monsters and subhumans who lead this country now. I'm actually grateful for Joe Biden. I'm grateful for this.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
I'm grateful because this is how all of these people feel about us. That's how little regard they have for us, our children, really anyone but themselves. I'm glad that we have a president who's so addled with dementia, he can no longer cover up the true feelings all of them have. You know what Joe Biden is? You know why I'm grateful for Joe Biden? Joe Biden is the window that never should have been opened. This is how all of them think about us. This is how they think about you and me. Oh, yeah, we have the audio of a crying mother now. How many other crying mothers out there, crying fathers out there, have had that phone call or, God forbid, found their son or their baby girl dead because the Democrats in this country and Republicans in this country have spent decades leaving our border wide open, and now that stuff comes in by the truckload out of China into Mexico, comes into this country by the truckload, and people are dying, and you ask the people who are supposed to lead us, the people who are supposed to serve us, the people who are supposed to rescue us from something, and they freaking laugh. Ha ha ha! It was Trump's fault! Ha! Hilarious! I'm glad he said it. I was so mad. I'm glad I skipped this last segment because I was going to blow a gasket. And you know I don't like doing that on the air. All it does is raise your blood pressure and raise mine. I don't like doing that. I'm glad he said it. This is how they all feel. And I just want to say, I know this is probably not right. Forgive me, Lord, but I hate these people, man. I really genuinely do. I hate all of them. I hate how they've treated my people and my country. It makes me sick to my stomach. This person makes me sick to my stomach. You know what? I'm not playing again. No. Joe Biden, and he's been this way his whole life. Of course, he hasn't said that his whole life, but that's how he's thought his whole life. Now, as his brain melts, now we're getting the window. That's how all of them feel. By the way, it's not a Democrat thing either. Mitch McConnell feels the same way about you. You and your Trump hat. Ha ha! You and your suspicions about the election. What an idiot, Rube. You could bring this stuff up to Mitch McConnell. If you had him attached to a lie detector test, he'd snicker just like Joe. Ha! Wasn't even my fault. It was Trump. Ha! All right, I'm done. That's it. We're going to go to your food stories, and we're going to talk about why they can't get rid of Joe Biden. We're actually going to do both. I'm a multitasker. World-famous authors can do that, Chris. You wouldn't know anything about that. 877-377-4373. I actually know the lines are full. I'll turn through those as fast as possible. Remember the rules. No small talk. No, love the show. No small talk. I go, you go. All right? I need a MyPillow sleep. That's what I need. That's what I need now because this is what happens. We do the show in the evening. And so if I get myself worked up, which is rare, normally we're just screwing off playing fart jokes. But if I get myself worked up, by the time it's time to go home and go to bed, I can't go to bed. That's why you need a MyPillow 2.0 in your life. Actually, I take that back. That's why you need two of them. Because right now they're buy one, get one free. So look, I know I went to community college. And yes, I had to drop algebra a couple times. It was a really hard course for your information. But I believe that means you pay for one and they send an extra. So that's basically like getting half price. You know they're not going to do that, right? This is the new hot pillow. Get it while it's buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. It is the Jesse Kelly Show with obviously a new and improved Jesse Kelly who didn't lose his temper when I wanted to. Look at that, Chris. All I needed was 10 minutes to calm down. I've been working on it. I'm calm. I'm so calm. I can't even describe it. I'm not even mad. I'm glad. I am glad that now we know monsters lead this country. Ah, two kids from fentanyl. Wasn't even my fault. Ah, real knee slapper. They all think like that. Don't get mad at Joe Biden. Get mad at all of them. They all think like that. They want to dump Biden, too, by the way, but they can't. And we're going to talk about something fascinating and why they can't. But first, enough. I've had food experiences, bad ones. I need your worst ones. Richard, Portland, go, Dick.
Hey, I was going to go home from work, and I decided to pour myself a cup of coffee. And so I did that, and I drank part of it, and I left it on my table. And so I go home, come back the next morning, and I was too lazy to actually go to the coffee machine and get a new cup. So I just took a drink out of the cup that was on my desk from last night. And I felt something in my mouth rolling around, and my tongue was sort of getting acquainted with it. And I spit it out, and it was a big black fly. And what's really funny is I actually did exactly the same thing exactly the same time about a year later, and all the sparks that went off in my head, how stupid I could possibly be to have done that twice.
Brutal. Oh, that sucks. Nick in St. Petersburg, go.
All right. Well, mine is when I was 13 years old, my mom is making some macaroni and cheese and some sausage. Mm. Very tasty. Ironically, my sister's calling right now. My sisters, two of them, both younger, were chowing down on this mac and cheese. And I look down, and it's got black dots on this mac and cheese. And I ask my mom, what did you season the macaroni and cheese with? And she says, nothing. I go, well, what are the black dots? She looks down, says, they're wheat bugs. I'm like, ah! So I stopped. And this is when I learned that my sisters and my mom are harder core than I am because they continued eating it.
Whoa! Oh, that's so intense. Oh, man, that's awesome. That's intense. I have removed a hair from my food in the restaurant and continued eating. In fact, that's just my general rule. I'm not thrilled about it. I don't want the hair in there. But I'll eat it. If the wife has a hair in hers, it's over. It's already over. Jack in Maine, go.
Yeah, so I went out to a fancy pizza place a few years back with a date and ordered a bacon mushroom pizza. And not just bacon mushroom, but extra mushrooms. I like my mushrooms with my bacon on my pizza. And pizza comes out, and they definitely put extra mushrooms on it, but they weren't fresh mushrooms. They were the Lego-looking canned, perfectly sliced, jello-y flavored mushrooms. Had to send it back because I knew if I was going to get another pizza, it was going to come with some extra love in there, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Oh, I need to make sure I reinforce this. I know a lot of people in the restaurant industry. I've worked as a dishwasher. I've told you before, be careful sending food back, okay? Be careful, especially in this day and age. Be careful. Dina, St. Louis, go.
Okay, well, after a four-hour cosmetology exam in Jefferson City, Missouri, a restaurant, and a friend of mine and I, and I lifted up my sandwich bread, and there was a cockroach sitting on my sandwich meal. And I sent that yummy sandwich back.
That's so gross. Sorry, Curtis in Clearwater, go.
Yeah, so I was in Vietnam on business, and my customer's like, "Hey, we're going to take you out to this, very high, you know, delicacy restaurant." Turns out they're serving dog. So I'm sitting there eating dog meat, and then sure enough, my customer takes the most tasty part, the dog's foot, cut off above the ankle with the toenails, throws it on my plate, and I eat it.
How was
it? You're picking the meat out. Like, go ahead.
How was it?
Mentally, as an American, it's absolutely horrible. But literally, the taste, no. You just, it tastes like whatever. It's, that was the most,
gosh,
terrible.
That's so gross. That reminds me when we were in Thailand, we were training with the Thai Marines, and we were Marines. And they would try to encourage us, hey, when you ever were working with other people, the Brits or the Thais or whoever, mess around with them, hang out with them, learn to swap food. They wanted to try our food. Some of us wanted to try their food. they had this chicken and rice. Hey, try this chicken and rice. And I go over and I'm thinking, okay, I'm not a big rice guy because I have taste, but whatever. I want to try some chicken and rice. So I bring my MRE over to this group of Thai Marines. When they say chicken, I want to go ahead and stress it's not a chicken wing that I saw. It was a chicken's foot. Claws and everything right there in the little Thai curry sauce. A chicken's foot. Jimmy, Atlanta, go.
Yeah, so we're in the middle of the 15 days to slow the spread. I placed an order for delivery with one of these high-end burrito chains. Get a couple burritos, some chips and queso and guac for the wife and the daughter. Shows up, and the dadgum guac is brown. I think maybe it's just the top. The guy took his time getting here. No, it's down to the core. So I take a picture of it, post it on Facebook. Post gets taken down inside of 30 minutes.
Ooh, that's dirty. That is dirty. David, San Diego, go.
Yeah, so I love garlic bread, and especially when the top of the bread is like a golden brown.
Mm.
So years ago, I'm making garlic bread at home, and I prepare a third of the loaf of bread, and I make the top all homemade. I look away for just a second at the very end, and it's burned, smoke coming out. So I'm a little frustrated with myself, and so I make the next third of the loaf. And I'm watching like a hawk, but I look away and get distracted for just a second. And as soon as I look back, burned again. So now I'm really kind of frustrated, exceedingly frustrated with myself. And I prepare the last third of the loaf that I have. And I'm watching it right till the end. But somebody in the family distracts me. I look back and it's burned. And I was so mad at myself that I actually had to go back to the store again, buy another loaf of bread and topping to go with it. And on that fourth batch, I didn't look away until it was finally done. Yanked the stove door open, and by that time, the family had eaten all the rest of the day. But I did enjoy the final batch of.
I think David and I might be related. You know, I prefer the high-end garlic bread, right? That we make with leftover hamburger buns. Leftover hamburger buns, butter, garlic powder, perfect. I burn it half the time. I put it in the oven in the broiler, and I forget that it's there. And I'm talking with the kids, or the wife's talking, and I forget it half the time. Gosh. You know what I don't forget? I don't forget to take my male vitality stack from Chalk. Why? Because I don't want to be a low-T weenie like the GOP. I actually would like to stand up for my country and fight for something. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about the left's mindset, why they actually can't dump Biden, and part of it is a weakness of the GOP. And I'll explain all this in a moment. It just, all this stuff steams me so bad. Do you have blood work on yourself? Let me ask you that. You have blood work? You need to get your blood work done. And when I talk to you about Chalk, the natural herbal supplements at Chalk, I want you to do me a favor. Whenever you grab something from Chalk, whenever you get a Chalk subscription, they're 35% off right now. Whether it's a male vitality stack or something else, they have unlimited things, more things than you could possibly count. I want you to, 6 months after you take this, after you take Chalk, I want you to go back and get it done again. You'll never cancel your Chalk subscription. Go to Chalk.com, Chok.com, the anti-communists at Chalk, and get things that will make your life better. It's made my life better. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse is what gets you 35% off. We'll take some more of these, and we got to talk about Democrats and Biden in a second. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you need to get your questions for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get them in right now. Email them into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything, absolutely anything. Let's get to a couple emails before I get to Biden, then back to your food calls. Jesse, the hard worker sitting down author, I suggest for your health, get a standing desk. You do your show standing up all 3 hours a day. That will keep your blood in good circulation, keep you healthy beyond your 80s, and maybe you won't lose all your hair. You know what? That's not very nice. That's not very nice at all. One, we tried that one time. I hate sitting down, So whenever I'm in between segments, I get up and I walk around. Just I don't know why I have to move. It helps me think. So I told Chris, I said, hey, get us some kind of a microphone that I can, so I can do the show standing up. It lasted 1 second. I talked too much with my hands and I'm too animated. Didn't I knock my headphones right off my head, Chris? Or I unplugged them? I hit the wire. I'm hitting the microphone. It's not, I have to be restrained. I probably should have a seatbelt in the chair that I'm in. I need to be restrained in some way. Look, I've already told you, I've been taking the male vitality stack from Chalk for so long now. I'm just a bundle of energy. All right. All right. Before we get to your food calls, I thought this is hilarious. There's a Democrat. His name's Dean Phillips of Minnesota, one of the rare ones. He came out and he said, hey, we need to get rid of Joe Biden. And he said, there are hundreds of members of Congress who want to get rid of Joe Biden. And then he said, but they won't beeping say a word. And I thought about that. And I thought about this John Fetterman bill. John Fetterman, I just want to remind you, John Fetterman. The brain-damaged vegetable who can't speak. He's currently checked into a hospital with depression, severe depression. Severe depression. They're not letting him out of Walter Reed. And yet, he co-sponsored a bill. Okay, so we have Democrats can't get rid of Joe Biden. John Fetterman co-sponsoring bills. And I saw this today from Jimmy Kimmel's show. I don't watch his show, but I saw this. And something occurred to me.
Speaking of diarrhea, Tucker Carlson, the Department of Energy, you probably know about this, believes with what they described as low confidence that COVID may have leaked from a lab in China. 8 federal agencies now have weighed in with their assessments. 4 believe COVID came from natural transmission. 2 say it was a lab leak, and 2 are still undecided. In other words, we don't know. But the dingbats now see this as some kind of proof that they were right, that the virus came from a Chinese leak.
Just want to remind you, this has a minute left. I won't play the whole thing. This is a late night comedy show. All right, just wanted to remind you, this is not the Jesse Kelly show. This isn't cable news. This is the show I'm supposed to sit down at the end of a long day, make me laugh.
Laboratory, which, by the way, it might have. The point is, we didn't know then. We still don't know now. But what we did know is that Trump and his buddies blaming the Chinese resulted in a great deal of anti-Asian American sentiment and even violence in this country. And that's why it was irresponsible for the president
to call
it
the
China virus. But Tucker Carlson apparently disagrees.
Okay. You know what? Let's stop. How are these things connected? Okay. Well, Joe Biden can't speak. He's not a fully functional adult. I call it dementia, but I don't know. I will tell you that the people I know who are really, really familiar with dementia say it's dementia. They tell me they can tell by his walk more than anything else. His walk tells them it's dementia, but I don't know that. It's something. What is it? Senile, dementia, Alzheimer's? I don't know, but I have all kinds of video from Joe Biden his whole life where he spoke just fine, and now he speaks like somebody with brain damage. Joe Biden's not okay, and Democrats know this, and they want to drop him. He's not popular. He's not okay. They want to drop him, but they won't say anything. John Fetterman is a vegetable. There's a reason we call him Senator Cucumber. He is brain damaged, diagnosed. He's brain damaged. And yet he co-sponsored a bill from the hospital. All right, so everyone knows, Republican, Democrat, journalist, everyone knows he didn't co-sponsor anything. Nobody in the mainstream media is asking, okay, who actually wrote the bill? Obviously, John Fetterman didn't. Obviously, Senator Cucumber didn't say, hey, I've got an idea for a bill. So who did? No one asks. Now to Jimmy Kimmel. You're a late night comedian. Do you know what determines Jimmy Kimmel's pay? Well, it's the contract he signs. Do you know what the next contract he signs, whenever his contract up, do you know what's going to determine his pay? I don't know what channel he's on. I think it's NBC. I don't know. Doesn't really matter, but he's going to sit down with whoever the channel is, and they're going to look at the projected revenue for his show, the ad revenue for his show in the coming years, and they're going to figure out how much of that ad revenue they should give to Jimmy Kimmel. It would be in the millions. And what determines the ad revenue? Well, how many people are watching his show? He needs more people watching his show, thus allowing his company. Look, radio works the same way here. He needs more people watching his show, that will allow his radio company, his TV company, I'm sorry, to charge advertisers more, thus giving Jimmy Kimmel more money. We're dealing with a person whose livelihood depends on you watching and me watching, and yet it's a late night cable news network, and he's adamant about protecting COVID and the original themes of COVID. Why? Where do all these things connect? This brings it all home for you, or at least it brings it all home for me, what we're dealing with here. We always talk about communism being a religion, and it is. But there's something about a religion. If you look at the really, really corrupt days of the church, there have always been those. You know, that's just the way it's going to be with any religion. Corrupt days of Islam, corrupt days of Judaism, corrupt days of any of the major religions out there. And they all have them because we're all people who practice, who are flawed, right? Or the corruption of even more backwards religions. We're talking like the Aztecs. You want to carve people's hearts out. But there's a consistent theme running through all of these. You don't ever, 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 under any circumstances, want to get crossways with the priests. The priests are the ones who can excommunicate you. The priests are the ones who can look at you and point and say, you're going to hell. There's a heretic. And so people will do things and say things in a broken religion like that, that they don't even believe, that they know are wrong, that are even detrimental to themselves, yet they will do it because anything is worth staying out of the wrath of the priests. Why won't Democrats bounce Joe Biden? Can you imagine what would happen if they loudly started screaming for that? Why won't journalists ask who wrote the John Fetterman bill that Senator Cucumber didn't write? Well, they can't ask that question, can they? Why does Jimmy Kimmel take up valuable time on his late night show, not making me laugh, but serving the system? Well, millions or no millions, he can't afford to anger the priest class. That's why. All right, we're going to get back to your phone calls of your worst food experiences of your life. Now, why don't you give your dog the best food experience of his life and actually give him some nutrition? And I'm not judging you for not knowing that dog food is dead food. I didn't know until I started talking to Rough Greens. I didn't know. We bought good dog food for Fred, and we wanted his digestive issues to clean up, but I didn't know. But the truth is, it's way more than your dog's digestive system. You got an old dog, achy joints, hip not doing that well. Give him Rough Greens for a month and see what happens to your dog. You got a dog that's too lethargic? Why don't you give him Rough Greens? Got a dog who's too hyperactive? Why don't you give him Rough Greens? Why don't you give him real nutrition that can change him for the better? Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. They have a free jumpstart trial bag for your dog. You're better when you have nutrition in you. So's your dog. roughgreens.com/Jesse. R-U-F-F. All right? All right, your food stories, some emails, and the system taking care of its own. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.